When God Says No, by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 84:11. God meets our needs. We know this because he calls himself Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. Paul tells us in Scripture, God will supply all our needs, Philippians 4:19. But can we talk about something we all find difficult? It's those times when God says no to us. I've had times like that in my life, and I'm sure you have as well. I had been staying with my brother and his wife, helping them with their brand new son, a beautiful baby boy. I held him, rocked him, and loved him at first sight, their first child. After about 6 days, I headed back home to my family about an hour away, and the phone rang. Anne, pray. Joseph is all blue. I called 911. I paced back and forth, saying over and over, not the baby, Lord. 1 hour later, I got another call. He's gone. They said it was crib death. I wrestled with this one for a long time. They never had another child. Maybe you've had God tell you no, even when you pleaded with him. I confess, I was angry for a long time, but God understood my struggle. It wasn't the first person we lost, nor would it be the last. In time, I realized I needed to trust God based on who he was, not how many of my prayers he answered. I'm a finite being, but God is infinite. His ways are higher than my ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. This was a hard concept for me to grasp, but eventually I realized that God and I are different, and we don't think alike. God knows the future. We don't. He knows the plans he has for us, and those plans are to prosper us, not to harm us. Jeremiah 29:11. The definition of harm is physical injury, especially that which is deliberately inflicted. When God says no, he's not trying to harm us. Does it hurt? Yes. But sickness and death are results of living in this fallen world. One day, there will be no more sickness, no more death. But that is when we get to heaven. When God tells us no, it doesn't mean he doesn't love us. As parents, we've had to tell our children no, haven't we? And our intent was not to hurt them, but instead, we've done it out of love. God is our Heavenly Father. Our walk with God requires faith, just like when we received Christ, Colossians 2:6. Psalm 84:11 says, "No good thing will he withhold." How can we understand this when we know the things we've been asking for are good? We must remember that we don't know what God's purposes are for our individual lives. Only God knows. Job lost 10 children, and yet he acknowledged that the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, Job 1:21. Job still trusted God. Knowing God is sovereign comforts me. He knows even the number of days we will each live on this earth, Psalm 139:16. I remember reading the book Boundaries by Townsend and Cloud. One section talked about being able to accept the word no from someone you loved. It surprised me because coming from my dysfunctional home, I had believed if someone loved me, they would never tell me no. It took reading that book over and over to fully understand that concept. When you love someone, you can accept their no because your love is greater than one little part. You trust them. If you're struggling because of a no God has given you, please know that I'm praying for you. I'm praying God will draw you to himself. I'm praying he will continually remind you of how much he loves you. Because no one has ever loved you like God has, and no one ever will. Out of love. Father, would you help me see all the things you've given me? For I confess sometimes I dwell on other things that you've withheld. God holds my hand and tells me, my child, believe what's true. Every single choice I make is out of love for you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.